Hi there, this is Harry. Welcome back to Advanced English Lessons with Harry, where I try to help you to get a better understanding of the English language, to help you with your conversational skills, your business English skills, interview skills, whatever your goals are, we're here to help. And for those of you and your friends or family who want one-to-one lessons, well, you know what to do. Just get in touch, www.englishlessonviaskype.com, and you can apply for a free trial lesson, and we'd be very happy to hear from you and very happy to help you. And in our particular lesson today, our advanced English lesson today, we're looking at ways in which you can deal with an invitation. So great ways in which you can respond to an invitation. So we're going to look at positive responses, negative responses, and of course, some neutral responses as well. Okay, so let's get back to our lesson today. It's all about invitations. How do we accept an invitation? And how do we refuse an invitation? Or indeed, if we're not quite sure, how do we sort of strike a neutral balance before you say yes or no? We've all been in that situation before. You get two invitations if you're lucky, two invitations for a party. Who do you accept and who do you reject? Or you get an invitation somewhere and you don't really want to go either because you don't know the people so well or you just can't be bothered. And so you need a nice way in which you can turn down that particular invitation. So these are all very helpful, yeah? How to accept and how to decline invitations. Okay, so let's go through them. I've broken them down into a few categories. First one, we'll focus on the positive. So you want to find different ways in which you can give a positive response. So the first one might be, great, I'll see you there. So that could be just a nice friendly invitation from your friend to his birthday party. It's nothing special. It's not a 30th or a 40th or a 50th, but you just get an invitation either by mobile phone, by text, by email, whatever it is. And how are you going to say, it's not just thank you, it's just, oh, great, I'll see you there. Meaning, yeah, that's the date, it's in my diary, and I'll be there in the pub, in the restaurant, at your home, wherever the party is going to take place. Second, oh, I'm looking forward to it. So there's a nice positive way to give somebody a positive response. Yeah, I'd like to invite you to my birthday party, or we're having a bit of a gathering of the family and friends, and we'd love it if you could come. Ah, great, I'm looking forward to it already. Yeah, I'll be there. I'll put it in my diary. I wouldn't miss it for the world. Yeah, okay, so yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Next, when you're really, really positive, and this is all about intonation in your voice. Oh, I can't wait. It'll be great to catch up with all the old friends again. So perhaps one of your college mates is organizing a reunion. They're great fun. Yeah. So they haven't seen each other for 4 or 5 years since everybody left college. So this is the opportunity for everybody to come together. They're meeting in the center of town somewhere, or somebody's booked a room above a restaurant or a bar, but all the guys and girls are going to be there. So different people have been asked to contact the people they knew best. So you get the call or the text or the email, and your response is, wow, God, I can't wait. I was really looking forward to that. It's been ages since I caught up with everybody. I cannot wait. Now, if you're really happy, you want something very informal, we can use this word chuffed. See how it's spelt on the screen there? And the pronunciation chuffed. When I'm chuffed means I'm really happy and perhaps a little bit surprised that you invited me. Oh, perhaps you got an invitation from your friend to be the godfather or godmother of their new baby. So when you say I'm chuffed, it means you're really, really excited. In fact, you're honored to have been selected. Wow, they picked me, or they selected me to be the godmother or the godfather or the best man or bridesmaid. Wow, I'm chuffed. I'm really, really chuffed. That's really, really makes me feel good. Chuffed. So it's very, very informal, but it's a nice way to accept that invitation. Or something a little bit more formal, yeah? And it's not so excitable, yeah? So you might just say something like, oh, it's great to be included. So you get invited to the reunion, or you get invited to the birthday party, the Christmas party, whatever the party happens to be. Yeah, and you want to be there, but you're not overly excited about it, but it's nice to be asked. So, yeah, great to be included. I'll be there. It's great to be included. And then, again, another slightly informal way to reply positively, yeah, count me in. So it could be just a simple game of football with the guys. It could be to go on a pub crawl. It could be good to go on a hike. It could be to do many, many, many things. And your reply is, yeah, count me in, meaning, yeah, I'll be there. Count me in. And again, a little bit more informal as well. Yeah, I'm up for that. And when I'm up for something means, yeah, you want to do it. You're going to be there. You won't be the first there. Maybe you will, but you're really up. I'm up for that. Meaning, yeah, I want to take part. Okay, so nice positive ways in which you can respond to invitations. I'll give them to you one more time. Great. I'll see you there. Great. I'll see you there. Ah, I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to it. Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait. I'm chuffed. I'm chuffed. Great to be included. Great to be included. Count me in. And then finally, I'm up for that. I'm up for that. Okay, now, when you want to say no, and we've all been in that situation, we get the invitation and you open it. I wish they hadn't asked me. I don't really want to go. I don't really like those people, or I'm not so friendly with them, or I haven't seen them for ages. I'll feel a little bit awkward. So I need an excuse. So how am I going to tell them I don't want to go without hurting anybody's feelings? And that's usually how we feel. We want to say no. We want to turn down the invitation, refuse the invitation, but we want to do it in a way that nobody will be overly upset and say, oh, that guy, ha, he never comes to anything. Okay, so let's try a few of these. I'd love to go, but. Okay, so you get the invitation for the reunion. I'd love to go, but I have to go away on a business trip. I'm really busy these days. Perhaps next time. So you let them down gently. You refuse, but you've got a reason for refusing, because there's a business trip, or there's a family reunion, or a family get together, or some special anniversary. You know, I'd love to go, but I promised my wife that I'd take away for a weekend, and we haven't been away for such a long time. So again, a good reason and a good excuse for turning down the invitation, and nobody is going to get upset, we hope. Another one. I'm sorry I can't make it. I'd love to go, but, you know, it just doesn't suit. I'm really, really busy. We're getting ready for new baby arriving, or I've just changed my job, or, you know, I'm training the local football team. So these things take a bit of time. So I'm sorry I can't make it, but thanks for the invitation anyway. Another one, I hate to say no, but. So this just gets people to expect a no. I hate to say no, but I'm afraid I have to on this occasion because it clashes with another event. And the word clash means two events on at the same time, or more or less the same time, and it's just not going to be possible for you to get back from one to attend the other. So I hate to say no, but I'm afraid I have to on this occasion. Perhaps the next time. Or keep me in mind for the next time. Okay, so I hate to say no, but. Or we can say, I'd hate to miss this reunion, but I'm afraid I'm going to have to. I'd hate to miss it. It's been such a long time since the guys got together. I remember all the good times we had, and we always promised that we'd get together again. But you know the way life is, everything gets on top, family, work, whatever it might be. So I'd hate to miss it, but I'm afraid I'm going to have to. So nice ways, nice polite ways, which is really important, is how you can say no. So I'd love to go, but I'm sorry I can't make it because I hate to say no, but I'm afraid I'm going to have to in this occasion. I'd hate to miss it, but, you know, what can I do? Okay, so these are different ways in which you can say no. Now, of course, you can just simply say no thanks. Yeah, or I don't want to, or it's not for me, I'm not a party guy, you know. So you can use those sort of excuses, but people get a little browned off and annoyed when somebody constantly says no or no thanks, because they feel you've lost interest. So you just have to be sometimes a little careful with people's feelings and use expressions that won't offend or won't upset anybody. Okay, and now the neutral responses. This is where you're neither saying yes or no, but you're just sort of getting people ready for the fact that there might be, or you might have to refuse because there is a clash of dates or something. So if we want to be neutral, we can use expressions like, I'll do my best, but I can't promise. Yeah, okay. Or I'll do my best, but I can't make promises, or I don't want to make promises that I cannot keep. So when we say I'll do my best, it means, yeah, look, I'll try. I'll see, can I clear my diary? I'll see if I can move things around a bit, whatever you have to do. So I'll do my best to be there, but I can't make any promises, or I can't promise that I will. And perhaps you will let them know a few days before or a week before, either yes, you're going to go, or perhaps no, not this particular time. Okay, so I'll do my best, but I can't make any promises. Or you might just ask somebody, when is that again? So you want some clarification because you're really, really trying to find out, can you actually make it? Or you're really trying, hoping that the date will clash with another date, so you will have a genuine excuse for saying no. So when is it again? What date is it again? So you're asking particular dates just for some clarification. It gives you time to think, gives you time to organize an excuse if you need one perhaps. And those words, polite, when is it again? What date is it again? Okay. Or if somebody, your friends, are organizing a get-together, football game, that hiking, that weekend trip away, whatever it might be, or even if it's just a simple dinner for six or eight guys who used to work together, used to play football together, whatever it is, you might ask the question, does it have to be that particular day? Because I'm not really free around then. It could have been the next week or a couple of days later or a couple of days earlier. So you're trying to find to see, is there a possibility that they can reorganize it? Because yeah, probably you'd enjoy it if you went there. So you're just looking for excuses or reasons and options where you can possibly change the date. So you could say something like, does it have to be that day? Because I'm not free then and I'm going to be away for a few days. But if it was the next week, yeah, you can count me in. And then finally, one of these sort of hold all type of situations, I'll see what I can do. Leave it with me. So yeah, I've got the invitation, got the invite here. I've got the details. I really would like to go. So leave it with me and I'll come back to you in a couple of days and let you know whether I can or I can't. Now that might be your perfect opportunity to go home and ask your partner, do you mind if I go away for this weekend? Do you mind if I go to this dinner? Do you mind if I go here? Because he or she may not like the fact that you're going to go without them. So you need just to test the water, yeah, and see what the attitude at home will be. So a good way to sort of make a neutral response is, I'll see what I can do. Again, not making any promises, but I'll see what I can do. Okay, so there's some neutral ways in which you can respond or reply to that all-important invitation. I'll do my best, but I can't make any promises. When is it again? Does it have to be that day? I'll see what I can do. I'll see what I can do. Okay, so good ways for you to respond positively, negatively, or in a neutral fashion when you get those invitations for the wedding, for the birthday, for the football match, for the office or school reunion, whatever it might be. These are the ways in which you can reply. Okay, and as I always tell you, the best way to use them is to practice them. If you need any more details, any more help, then just contact me, www.englishlessonviaskype.com, and I'll give you some more examples, more situations when you can use them. Okay, Harry saying goodbye. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. As always, don't forget to join me for the next lesson.